Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy has authorized a disaster declaration for the Tulisac water system fire that occurred on January 16th. The disaster declaration activates the State of Alaska Public Assistance Program designed to aid communities, government relations, and nonprofits to make repairs to utilities, public buildings, and other critical infrastructure damaged by the declared event. The Public Assistance Disaster Declaration also will reimburse communities and agencies for eligible response costs associated with the declared disaster. The authorization of the disaster declaration follows the aid of the State of Alaska, the Tulisac Native Community, federal and local partners to ensure the village had no shortage of drinking water following the water treatment plant and Washeteria destruction. Short-term and immediate measures will be provided in establishing temporary watering facilities and other processes to provide the community with potable water. Governor Mike Dunleavy said that he approved the disaster declaration requested by the Tulisac Native Community, giving additional long-term tool as they work towards recovery there. Residents in the community currently have access to bottled water, which was donated to the community and is available for purchase in the community store. Air service is operational, and the ice road to Bethel and other communities provides access to potable water. A multi-agency group continues to develop solutions to the water issues the community currently is plagued with. The move by the Dunleavy administration follows calls from the Alaska Bush Caucus to issue a formal disaster declaration, and they include calls from Representatives Tiffany Zulkowski, Bryce Edgman, Neil Foster, Josiah Puckatuck, and Donnie Olson.
Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer made a Tuesday appearance on KSRM Sound Off discussing a proposal to eliminate the automatic registration of Alaskan voters upon registering for a permanent fund dividend. Senator Mike Schauer of Wasilla initiated much of the election reform talk last month when he pre-filed a bill that also aimed at repealing the 2016 initiative that ties automatic voter registration to PFD registration. Schauer's proposal would also prevent local elections from sending out automatic ballots by mail. Lieutenant Governor Meyer discussing both his and Senator Schauer's proposals.
We don't want to totally get rid of automatic register to vote when you get a PFD. We just want you to opt in. So in other words, just like DMV, when you get your driver's license, one of the questions is, do you want to be registered to vote? And you check that box, and then you become registered to vote. We don't feel like it's right to just automatically register somebody to vote just because they get a PFD. And the other problem with this too, Duane, is that a lot of times people get their PFD at their business, at their office, but yet, you know, they want to vote in their district. And so they go to their precinct that they always go to vote, and they're not on the list. And that's because we go by the address that the PFD office.
Both Meyer and Schauer have denounced claims that their proposals are forms of voter suppression, as opponents of the proposal have claimed. Senator Scott Kawasaki of Fairbanks said, "It'll be billed as voting reform, but really it's voter suppression. There are going to be more people that are unable to vote."
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.